Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
We welcome you among us.
We call you by your name.
May your name be spoken patiently and always used with love. We welcome you among us.
We call you by your name.
May your name bring delight to your family and recall joy among your friends. We welcome you among us.
We call you by your name.
May you speak your own name with gratitude for your deepening sense of worth. We welcome you among us.
We call you by your name.
May your name one day be the key that unlocks your true love's heart. We welcome you among us.
We call you by your name.
May your name reflect your special gifts, your wonderful, blessed self. We welcome you among us.
We call you by your name.
Ash, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Ash, the light of Christ, scatter the darkness from your heart and mind. Christ, go before you to guide your steps. Christ, be within you to kindle your vision. Christ, shine from you to give joy to the world.
Spirit to keep. The Gospel reading is taken this morning from John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Then Pilate entered the quarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise Christ our Lord.
Great, it's lovely to see you all. And I'd like to spend this morning just thinking about the project that we've been connected with in Cambodia for a number of years now. So St. James's has been giving money via Tear Fund to a particular project that I would just going to fill you in on and what's been happening recently. A lot of you will be familiar with Tear Fund. Tear Fund is a charity that this year is celebrating its golden jubilee or its 50th anniversary, and a lot of you perhaps will remember some of the older logos. I quite like to see that one again. And originally, Tear Fund was set up by the Evangelical Alliance as their relief fund. It was in response to the famine in what was then Biafra, now Nigeria, in 1968, and Christians felt compelled to respond to that. And Tear Fund over the years has done a lot of relief work in response to many of the famines and natural disasters that have occurred throughout the world, which you'll be familiar with their work. Tear Fund, in particular, are trying to do more community development with local organisations. So it's particularly working alongside local churches and other locally based organisations in more than 50 countries worldwide to help people to realise their plans for a better future. So very much working alongside people to identify what the local needs are and supporting them in that. Who knows how far it is from Edinburgh to Cambodia? Any guesses? 11 hours? 5,000? Slightly more, actually. No, not as much as that. So it's just over 6,000 to Phnom Penh, which is the capital of Cambodia, and to the project that we're linked with, which is in a city which you actually pronounce Poi Pei, although it's spelled Poi Pet. It's just over 6,000 miles. So how big is Cambodia compared with Scotland? For example, is it larger or smaller? It's just over twice as big as the landmass of Scotland, so 70,000 square miles. And the time difference to Cambodia? 7 hours. So it's tea time there, 6:30 in the evening. You can think about people perhaps preparing their evening meal just at the moment. Population of Cambodia, how many people live there? It's actually bigger, so it's about 3 times as many. So 16 million people living in Cambodia compared with 5 million in Scotland. And the main religions in Cambodia, as you probably know, would be Buddhism. Is the vast majority of citizens are Buddhist, with 2% being Islam and less than 1% being Christian. Three people from our church, Imogen, Lisa and Hannah, have all been either living in Cambodia or spending time there recently. So if you've been following their blogs, you'll know a bit about Cambodia just from those links. The thing to say about Poi Pei is that it's a border city. It's on the main trunk route between Bangkok and Phnom Penh. And with that comes all that you might imagine from a border city. The poverty or the income in Cambodia is significantly less than in Thailand, which it borders at this point. So people are about 4 times better off in Thailand than in Cambodia. So, and in Thailand, gambling is illegal. So people travel from Thailand into Poipei in order to gamble, to go to the casinos, all that goes with that. One of the reviews that I've read about Poipei is that it's been called the armpit of Cambodia, notorious for its squalor, scams and sleaze. This is the border crossing point between Thailand and Cambodia at Poipei. And money has been invested into these casinos, but you don't have to go far, I think, before life looks a bit more like this for many people living in Poipei. And the project that we support is based in the Poipei area and in the villages around it. So that's a bit of background about the context that we're supporting. And through the Tear Fund scheme of connected churches, we're linked with a project called the Cambodia Hope Organisation. There's 18 churches. We're one of 18 churches that support this particular this particular charity. And the charity estimates that through the project, about 22,000 people have been impacted or whose lives have been changed and benefited from the programme. The programme really follows the thinking that it's poverty that keeps people trapped in very much undesirable living situations, makes them vulnerable. And particularly because we're in the border region, they're very vulnerable to trafficking, particularly obviously women and young children. And so CHO, the Cambodia Hope Organisation that we're linked with, are working to combat that. It was set up by Chomni in, who returned after the Khmer regime saw the need locally and set up this project. And I think I just want to echo what we've just said in the baptism words, which I think really resonate with what we are doing and what they are doing there. This is our task, to live and work for the kingdom of God. And that's really what CHO is trying to do. So the aims of CHO, they've been training church leaders from 40 villages in order to facilitate the local communities to identify what their needs are. And the needs will be different in each of the different communities, but they've been going through a series of consultations to identify what it is that people would benefit from. And I'm going to talk about some of those in a minute. They've also been giving funding to set up particular projects to support people once they've identified what would be helpful for them. And they've also trained a small number of people to advocate and to train other people in how to deliver training. So really calling on the church to action and child protection, which is a key issue in that area, and in agriculture to support sustainable lifestyles. So the objective really is to strengthen local churches and Christians to be catalysts for sustainable change in their communities. And the ways, the projects through that, through which that might be done are various, from agriculture and fishing, animal husbandry, health and welfare issues, helping people in relation to domestic violence and education around that and people's human rights, helping people in relation to child, to preventing child trafficking. I think this really follows the philosophy that that knowledge is power. If you have the information, you can take action to make your life better or safer. This is the picture that goes with the story of Uon, who is a girl whose father left her family when she was a baby, and her mother has mental health issues. So she's 15 years old, but she's the only provider for her family. The main way that she earns an income is through selling herbs, but she has to go into the forest by herself in order to collect the herbs. She does that after school. And of course, that puts her in great danger of traffickers. They particularly target young girls who are alone on the edge of villages. And this girl, Uon, had no idea of the risks that she was taking each day. The Cambodian Hope Organisation are training local Christians to help protect vulnerable villages from traffickers. And in the area, in the village that Uon lives in, they've been running awareness workshops. And since Uon's gone to one, she's learnt about the dangers of traffickers and also how she can protect herself. And she's sharing her new knowledge with all of her friends, giving them a greater hope for the future. So just a few examples of some of the community projects that are being undertaken. Others include hydroponic education, which they're doing education in hydroponics. There's been a road building project to help villagers go to the local hospital, which they were prevented from going to easily previously. So lots of small but very impactful projects which are relevant and appropriate to each local situation are being facilitated through the work that we're doing. Thank you to all of you who through St James's are giving, and please do remember them in your prayers. Thank you.
Give thanks to the Lord our God. Worship and praise belong to you, Father, in every place and at all times. You made us, all the people of the world, and everything that is. You give us the daylight. Your word lights up our minds. Jesus was born among us to be light in our darkness. Your spirit lives in us so that we can look at the world with your eyes. One day we will be with you in heaven. But already we laugh with the saints and angels and sing their joyful song. Holy, holy, holy God of power and might.
Holy, holy, holy God of power and might.
Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory.